You are listening to the Temple Bible Church Sermon Podcast. Learn how you can be a part of the ministry of TBC by visiting templebiblechurch.org.
My name is Chase, and I'm one of the people that gets to pastor Temple Bible Church. We've got a great team here, and tonight I want to talk to you just a little bit about the birth of Christ. But before I do, I want to tell you about the worst Christmas ever. And when you think about the scope of human suffering and all that goes on in the world, it might not have actually been the worst Christmas ever. But it was a really bad one for me in 1984. That's what I thought, at least. I was 10 years old. It was a few days before Christmas, December 12th. My sister, who is a really amazing basketball player, lockdown defender, she had a basketball game. It was an away game, and we lived in a small town, almost always went to her games, but we decided not to go to this one. So my mom and dad and I dropped her off at the gym, stopped by my grandparents' house, and headed home. And we lived in the sort of small town where everyone knew what was happening, and so most people would have known that we'd be going to that game, and the people that decided to break into our house that night thought that as well. We started driving down this long country road, and when we got about 100 yards away from our house, I saw my dad look over at my mom and say, "Someone's inside, the front door's open." He drives down, gets out of the car, tells mom to take me to the neighbors, and we head back across this pasture. And as we're pulling into the neighbor's driveway, a blue truck pulls out of the woods onto the road, speeds away full of stuff in the back of the truck. And I wasn't at that point connecting the dots. That's our stuff. And as a 10-year-old, really, really selfless kid, I wasn't thinking, my dad's an avid hunter. I bet all of his firearms are gone. My mom's jewelry has probably been stolen. What I was thinking is, they're supposed to be space invaders under the tree. And when the police had left and I could get into my house, I made a beeline. I knew the box that I thought it was in, and the box was gone. And I immediately thought, Christmas is ruined. Fortunately for me, I had a grandmother who went overboard on most years, and that year, because our house had been broken into, she really went crazy. And as a 10-year-old, I was just really glad about that. And she walked up to me Christmas morning with a little box that had Space Invaders and a couple of other games in it and said, "Hey, nobody can rob you of Christmas, Chase." And I did not understand what she was saying at that moment, but years later, I thought back to that and I thought, you know, that's probably true, but We really could be robbed of Christmas if we missed what the story's actually about. And so it's amazing that we go to parties and we sing songs and moms do a ton of shopping and decoration and work and cooking and dads watch a lot of college football in December. But in the midst of that, we want to remember this true story. So for about the next 15 minutes, we want to look at the true story that Christ came to earth and remember again what Christmas is really all about. And we're going to do that by looking at the story of the shepherds. See, Mary and Joseph left Nazareth and they went to Bethlehem, not because they wanted to, but because they had to. They were an oppressed and occupied people, and the emperor in Rome decided there would be a census of the Roman world. And the reason there would be a census of the Roman world is so that Rome could tax all of the inhabitants and get money for the empire. And so here goes Joseph with his pregnant betrothed Mary to Bethlehem, with him walking and her riding on a donkey. She's great with child. They get to Bethlehem. And the time comes for her to give birth. And she does, but there's a small town, there's one inn, there's no room for it. The innkeeper really graciously says, "There's a stable in the back where the animals stay. You can go there." And so they do. And then the scripture tells us that in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, or a multitude of angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And so what I'd like for us to do tonight is look at this statement the angel made to the shepherds. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And see how these shepherds responded. See, these were men who were unseen and who were unknown. And the angel says, "Unto you is born this day a Savior." There was a time in Israel's history where shepherds were respected men. But that time had long passed. They worked long nights. They worked a thankless job. They were away from their family. It was a smelly situation. They were the outcast of society. They were looked down upon, considered by some to be unclean. And the angel says, "Unto you." They had a rich history as Israelites. They had seen God's faithfulness through Exodus and through exile, but there had been 400 years of silence. Maybe these shepherds were skeptics like we find many today. Is God still good? Does he know where we are? Does he see? It was surprising and it was unexpected. They were the least likely candidates for a divine message, and then God sent news directly to them. And I wonder if the angel speaking to the shepherds wouldn't just remind us that God's love is not just for the elite or the perfect, because there's nobody really elite or perfect, but it's for the overlooked, the doubters, and the weary. Could it be that Christmas would remind us that the God who came and spoke to these shepherds through an angel is still reaching for us today, offering a love that sees us and knows us completely? Like the shepherds, you might feel unknown. You might feel invisible. You might feel unseen and wonder, does God see you? You might have been looking for a big bonus this year at Christmas, and instead you got a subscription to the Jelly of the Month Club. But just like God saw these shepherds, he sees and he knows, and Christmas is a reminder that God gives good news to people who don't deserve it, of great joy that is for all people, the naughty and the nice. And he says, "Unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." He gave the shepherds a message they did not deserve, and he did that through speaking to them about this baby who is Savior and Christ and Lord. He's Savior. God shows his grace to these shepherds. There is no cause and effect. These are not the moral and upstanding shepherds, more humble than all the rest of the shepherds who did everything right. God comes to them and gives them what they don't deserve out of a sheer act of grace. He comes to shepherds, not in Jerusalem, but in Bethlehem. And he speaks to them a word, a Savior has been born. It's not just a religious term. He's saying God is restoring and rescuing, and the message comes to you. Just like these shepherds, our brokenness is undeniable. And then and now, it's worth asking, has this baby really come to solve a sin problem that we can't solve on our own? See, Jesus' birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection just embody grace in action. He's the Savior of those who are weary from striving and failing to walk in the life that we know we were created to live. Could the incarnation be the grace that you're longing for and you're just afraid to say it out loud? "Unto you is born this day a Savior." See, the statement's not just a statement of grace, it's a statement of faithfulness. "Unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." He shows his faithfulness in that he is keeping an ancient promise. All December, as a church body, we've looked at this reality that God made ancient promises to his people, and he's the God who keeps his promises and accomplishes his purposes. He is faithful. And from Eden to Bethlehem, every promise of God finds its yes in this little baby wrapped in swaddling cloth. He reveals himself to be faithful to a broken humanity. Could it be that tonight you might just open your mind and heart to this truth that God would reveal himself to you in Jesus Christ. He is the Christ, Israel's Messiah and the Savior of the world. But he doesn't just say, unto you is born a Savior. He says, unto you is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Savior, it's a statement of grace. Christ, it's a statement of faithfulness. And Lord, it's a statement of power. The announcement that Jesus is Lord challenges every skeptic to grasp and grapple with the authority that Jesus brings and the identity that Jesus claims. See, if Jesus Christ, the baby born in Bethlehem, is merely a teacher, his claims are audacious and you shouldn't listen to them. But if this baby is God incarnate, come in the flesh, and if it's true, and we believe it's true, and he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes but to the Father but through me, then his claim demands a response. See, Christmas would tell us tonight again that the baby in the manger is the Creator stepping into creation to reconcile the world to himself. Through his birth and life and death and resurrection, he says, unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. See, the shepherds, they heard the story about a baby and they were moved by the story to act and speak. The Bible says that when the angels went away, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened to us, which the Lord has made known to us. They had to act. They had to go set eyes on this baby. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. They had to speak about what they had seen. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. I wonder what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all this in her heart, and the shepherds returned. See, they were so excited about this baby, they just left their flocks in the night to go see. They go back to doing the work that they're doing, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. I was running one morning this week, and I had kind of my holiday fun playlist going, and I'm jamming out running, and then it came time for my cool down. And so I turned it to this Christmas CD that my family really loves. It sings about creation to Christ, and I was listening to this, and I was thinking about these shepherds. And I thought, I wonder what they said. I wonder what the shepherds told Mary and Joseph, and I wonder what they told their friends when they went back. And the honest answer is we don't know. The scripture doesn't speak about it, but we can wonder. And so I'm going to tell you, as I wondered, I got home and I wrote down what I thought maybe the shepherds would have said. I wonder if they said to their family and their friends and the people around Bethlehem, have you heard about this baby? He's the long-awaited one, the star of Jacob. The Lion of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has come. He wasn't born in the palace. He was born in a stable. They laid him on straw, not on silk. Have you heard about this baby? He came humbly, yet he reigns eternally. This is the child that splits history in two. The cradle that shook the cosmos. He's the voice that spoke light into darkness, and we heard him crying in the night. He's the infinite wrapped in the finite, the creator cradled by creation. Have you heard about this baby? He's heaven's treasure sent to earth's trouble. He's the King of glory born into poverty. He's the Word made flesh and the light that the darkness cannot overcome. Have you heard? He's the joy of the shepherd, the song of the angels, the treasure of the wise men, and the hope of the nations. He's the peace you're searching for, the love that you're longing for. And tonight, he might be the king that you don't even realize you need. See, we've all heard about this baby, and here we are, 2,000 years later, still amazed at the story of the Savior. His name is Jesus. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He's the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He's the Shepherd who guides the souls of men, and he is the Light of the world. Have you heard about this baby Jesus? He's what Christmas is all about.